Madison, Wisconsin is as good as it gets if you are like me and you love the college sports.
This is The Jump Around with Jim Rutledge and Pablo Iglesias, streaming live on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.
Dancing down the sidelines. Can they catch him? No! The Badgers answer instantly. There will be no undefeated champion on Wisconsin with an unbelievable stretch drive to the championship game.
Guarded again! Inside the five, touchdown! What a performance by Melvin Gordon!
Chucky Hepburn, Big Ten on the line! Yes!
Legacy cemented! The 2021 Badgers will go down in history as the first ever at Wisconsin to win a national championship!
That is the best college sports town in America.
Live from the best college sports town in America, it is the Jump Around, a Badger-dedicated show. Of course, we're in Madison in the Everlight Solar Studio. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Pablo Iglesias. Pablo!
How we doing? Lit.
It's nice and warm today.
It is nice and warm. Jim's coming off a run. We were talking about beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. Summertime is when you fall in love with this city this time of the year. Jim, you're a brave soul compared to me. He was on a two-mile run just minutes before we came on to the show.
Yes.
Probably why we were a couple minutes late, but it is what it is. Jim, get your health on. I was lifting earlier this morning, got a PR.
Yep.
So I'm jacked up. I'm ready to go, man. This is going to be a great show. We got Alec Engel, too, up in here, man. It's going to be fun today.
Absolutely. Yeah, I ran a little bit slower than anticipated in this Madison Heat along John Nolan. So if you saw an old guy struggling, I made it.
I made it
back for the Jump Around. Well, let's get right into it. We do have Alec Engel coming up a little bit later in the show. And we'll talk about, last time we had DJ Shauna on, and we talked about Pride Month this week. Today we're going to talk Alec Engel about men's health. Along with some other things going on in Alec's life, so we're looking forward to getting to that. But we're going to jump right into our rundown here. And tonight, the Edmonton Oilers are playing in Sunrise, Florida, take on the Florida Panthers. There are two former Badgers on the Edmonton Oilers, Trent Frederick and Ty Emberson. If the Oilers win tonight and their next game, they'd be the 15th and 16th Badger to respectively be NHL champions, and let's start there. Kudos to them for playing in the Stanley Cup final, and that's not uncommon for Badger hockey, because whether it's the men's or women's, we do turn out champions.
Yeah, absolutely. Wisconsin hockey, I mean, the men's hockey team is coming back a little bit, grew a good relationship with Tony Granato. Mike Hastings, too, right off the bat, brought it. The problem is with last season, the reason why there was a little bit of a fall off, the roster's younger, but he's bringing in those recruits. And look, we can't compare apples to oranges either, or it is comparing apples to oranges. If you're saying, well, if Mike Hastings can do it, why can't Luke Fickell? This is a different sport, man. This is a bigger roster, too, that football's got to deal with. But shout out to hockey. I know, too, Granato built a lot of stuff with men's hockey. Women's hockey, too, is just an absolute, like, they're just on another level, too, with Mark Johnson and everything. So it's good to see that men's hockey from Wisconsin, because when the Kohl Center is buzzing and you're there with the Crease Creatures and everything, Jim, I'm not sure how many games you went to. It's a party, man. I love it there.
It's an awesome atmosphere. Wanted to talk to the NBA side of it. The NBA Finals are going on. Oklahoma City just took a 3-game to lead over the Indiana Pacers last night. That was on ESPN and ESPN Radio. And only one Badger is currently active in the NBA. That's Micah Potter on a 2-way contract. Johnny Davis plays for the Knicks G League squad. Frank Kaminsky plays for the Raptors G League squad. John Tanjay, last projection from ESPN, has him going 42nd overall to the Kings. Nigel Hayes, Davis has been looked at by the Celtics, but nothing has been official there. Tyler Wall just won a Croatian League title. He ain't making the NBA. So it's one of those things where I wonder the next Badger, any of those Badgers, I don't pick any of them to be the guy hosting or even playing for the Larry O'Brien in the NBA Finals.
I mean, if it's anyone for me, just if we're going to go off of this list, it feels like Tanjay has to be that. I mean, Frank Kaminsky was close when he was with the Phoenix Suns. I mean, he was I thought he was a solid bench player. He was a good rotational guy.
I'll take a guy on a roster at this point. But yeah. Frank at least had some
Frank had a
minutes.
Shot.
Yeah.
Frank had a shot with Phoenix. And it's just where he's at in his career, too. It's good to see that he's still kicking and able to get on some G League squads, because it's weird, too, like how I just feel about like college basketball and the development. Like John Tanjay, I feel like, yeah, he's a second rounder, but even then, it's just like we're just in this weird space, too, of like with college football and college basketball, especially where, you know, these guys are sticking around for like these 5-6 years, whatever it is. And those are the guys that kind of go into the league. And I don't even know if they can really become stars right now, just because it's not a knock on them. But it's also just like a bigger basketball development problem, maybe it is, and that's just kind of where I feel like where the game is at, too, right now.
It could work out better. Johnny Davis was a lottery pick. Tanjay will have an opportunity. Look, honestly, Nigel Hayes-Davis, he ends up on the Celtics. I know they are obviously missing Tatum for the year, but he might just be in a good spot. But in general, when the Badgers are bringing in these players who are the one-and-dones now, we talked about that, Badger basketball is now more one-and-done than it's ever been because of the NIL. It's on the back end. It's usually an older player who's a one-and-done. But it's one of those things where they could end up continuing to catch lightning in the bottle. I don't think Nick Boyd, who they brought in from FAU, will be that guy. I just don't think he has the stature physically to be a guy who will be a key contributor on a championship team in the NBA. Austin Rapp would be the other guy too far away. Nolan Winter, too far away to project anything. I don't see it yet. Blackwell obviously was told once by the league, you're not it yet, but maybe he can get there. So there is some opportunity for the Badgers at some point with this roster, but I think now it might just be the NIL portal is going to be what gets the Badgers into the NBA Finals. And to that point, I have a poll. No,
one thing, Obi Toppin, National Player of the Year for Dayton, is playing a decent role, but he's also kind of coming off the bench for the Pacers. So, just saying, even guys who are like National Players of the Year can make a difference, but they're not going to be the guy. That's all I wanted to say. I know we had the jump around thing, but that's it. That's my final
two talk. Shows in. You're already blowing past the rules here. All right.
Like to break rules once in a while. Come on, man.
So we have a poll question we want up there. How many years will it take for a Wisconsin Badger to win an NBA title? 0 to 5, 5 to 10, or 10+ years? That is posted up on ESPN Madison's Twitter. Pablo, I'm going to go, man, 5 to 10.
I feel like 5 to 10 makes sense, too. I mean, I don't want to rag too much on your boy Nick Boyd over here. I'm excited for him, too. I know Ken Lavica hyped him up, but
there's two different things, college player and a pro player.
Exactly. And that was more of the point of why I brought up Obi Toppin was, like, again, he was the guy. Like, remember watching him, not to get too far off of this and talk about a Dayton player on a Wisconsin show.
What is this show? Yeah.
Hey, man, listen. It's the bigger picture, and I bring it back to us. But it's like Obi, National Player of the Year, and yeah, he's on an Indiana Pacers team, but he's not like the reason why the Indiana Pacers are there. So you think about a guy who was like the best player in college basketball, and now like he's in the league, he's doing good things. He's a rotational guy, but he's a rotational guy. So it's like, it just seemed like, again, how do you take that next step? What are you going to do with that? You know, again, you could, it's like Johnny Davis. Like Johnny Davis was the guy when he was here. No question about that. I loved watching Johnny Davis. He was explosive. He was fun. But also, it's just like, how does his game translate to the next level? I thought, you know, great mid-range game. Could improve a little bit on the three, but showed his work on that three. And unfortunately, just the way that season ended up falling off was he had injuries, and that just sucked. But again, it's just another world. It's another ball game. Like, you saw Sam Dekert and Frank Kaminsky. Like, they were the guys, too, on the Wisconsin team when they made it to back-to-back Final Fours. But just like I said, just to hammer it home, it's just a different level once you make it up to that next one.
And so the thing is,
that's why I say 5 to 10 years.
If they got players who were born in Wisconsin, the Badgers, they might be in better shape. Tyrese Halliburton, Tyler Hero, which after his latest comments about not believing anything before 1950, I guess he didn't believe in World War II.
Tyler Hero didn't?
You did not see this?
I did not see this.
Viral video that I had to check 17 times to make sure it was real. I think they were partaking in greenery, but still, he basically said, I don't believe in any history before 1950. And then he went on to add this great nugget. How do they even keep track of it, man? I don't know. Pictures, video, writing some stuff down.
You ever read the Bible, my dude?
Right. Any of that stuff. Tyler Hero.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
How do they keep track of it?
Yeah, did not.
No one existed before 1950, apparently.
If you go to Philadelphia, there's documents and
Do you not have
monuments?
Do you not have grandparents?
What?
But the other part with fake. The other part with Tyler, just to add to this, I had this theory when Pat Riley, when he was drafted, Pat Riley gave him a book, and Tyler struggled more than someone should, who can read, to read the cover of the book. So I'm just saying that maybe Tyler Hero, not a Rhodes scholar. Kayvon Looney from Milwaukee, Jordan Poole from Milwaukee, along with a couple other players here who are at least from the state of Wisconsin in the NBA. So the state of Wisconsin representing better than the Wisconsin Badgers do as far as in the NBA.
I mean, this lineup, it's okay, let's just say this is a solid starting five. It's a smaller starting five, but yeah, Podzimski could shoot. Jordan Poole can shoot. Kevon Looney's a guy who's like a hybrid power forward center-ish. Tyler Hero, we know he could shoot, and Tyrese is going to be the one who's going to lead the whole charge. So it is just concerning from the bigger picture. I don't think Greg Gard, it's not like that Greg Gard and company aren't trying to ignore, or that they're just like blatantly ignoring the Wisconsin guys. But get your Wisconsin guys in too. See what you could do to turn it around. I know you're not going to, you might not get the Konka nipples of the world, but why not make a bigger blitz effort for these guys that are getting recruited pretty close to home?
Yep.
How about that?
All right, now we move on to the Badgers in recruiting. They steal a player from the SEC. That always feels good. Wisconsin flips four-star wide receiver Zion Bean-Legree from Ole Miss. If memory serves me right, the Badgers had a player flip to Ole Miss, so that feels good to get one back.
Nice little trade.
Yeah, and then he had offers from Notre Dame, Georgia, LSU, Nebraska, and Illinois. It's good to stick it to Brett Bielema as well. Badgers now have the 34th ranked class in 2026. Only seven schools with the same amount of recruits or less are ahead of the Badgers. That's great research there by our guy Riley Yauch behind the glass. I don't think I introed him earlier. Oklahoma, Florida State, Tennessee, Florida, Texas, LSU, and Miami are the teams in front of them. So is your confidence in Luke Fickell increasing with the quality of these recruits?
I never lost it, to be totally honest. I believed that Luke Fickell has and always, we've heard it from other people too that have worked with him, that have known him from Cincinnati. Chris Ballard too, who was on this show giving him high praise, just saying that, you know, Luke Fickell is a great recruiter too. And I really never lost my confidence in his recruiting ability. Heck, I would even say too, he's intimidating in media scrums from like the first week that I talked to him. I remember specifically asking him a question. He would never break eye contact with me like I'm doing with you right now. You might look away like real quick, but he is staring right at you. He might go look at some other reporters, but it's those things. It's those small things from the personality standpoint where he is very intentional about who he is talking to. So from my perspective, that is why I feel like he's such a strong recruiter. He's a guy, and I know he's going to big schools. He's going to factories, basically, high schools that are known as football factories, to get the best of the best guys. And I know we've talked about this on the show, too, where it's like, can they make a bigger effort in Wisconsin? I mean, it just depends. You know what? If the kid is there, the kid is there. This isn't a knock on any Wisconsin high school kids that want to play for the Badgers but just might not have the juice. It is what it is. But Luke Fickell, I never lost my confidence. I always felt like it was at the same, if not even better now with this flip, that Luke Fickell is an elite recruiter.
Absolutely. Alec Ingold looks like he's ready to join. So we're going to do something quick here, though, Riley, on the fly. I'm going to share the news here of the Wisconsin getting fined for a recruiting violation. They were fined $25,000 for a recruiting violation in 2023. And it definitely just feels like when the Badgers get it, when the NCAA gets a chance to try to slap someone's hand, they will. But before we get to Alec, let's take our last 3 minutes and 35 seconds and let's enter the Badgers Twitter portal. You can kind of fire off. We don't even have to do the full time here, Riley, but just fire off these three quick questions to us and then we will react and then we'll get to Alec Ingold.
It's time for the Badgers Twitter portal.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm in another world right now.
Yeah, I made this little open and the image, so I was like, we're going to make sure, take advantage and use it in our little bit of time we have left here. So, first up in the Badgers Twitter portal today, these guys tweet every day, and I just respect the dedication. Days since Badgers baseball. Here is the tweet. It has been 12,456 days since Badgers baseball. We know at this point in this stage of college athletics, it's probably not coming back. But quickly, if you guys could pick one sport for the Badgers to bring back, what would it be?
I don't know if I have one coming back, but I would say that it wouldn't be baseball. I understand that Badger fans want it for the pride, but if you're a baseball fan in the city of Madison, like, the Mallards are right there. It's Bat League. It's the best players. I mean, it's right up there with the Cape Cod League now, where the Mallards play in the Northwoods League. You can go see some great college-level players. Pete Alonso has come through here. Plenty of great Ryan Zimmerman has come through here. Plenty of great players have come through here. I know they don't rock the Badger, Cardinal, and White, but still, you can see great baseball. So I guess I would go with, I don't think it's bringing back, but in honor of my co-host, Jim, Matt, and Molly, let's bring curling in. I mean, I think that's an ascending sport. And I don't think it's an expensive sport.
I will say this. Madison is known for its oddities and its love for unique sports. As a former high school water polo player, give me a water polo team. We have a strong aquatics program for the University of Wisconsin. Why the heck not? Maybe we could ask Alex got a big frame. Maybe he was a water polo player. We could give him a shot. I think he would be a great water polo player. I wasn't that stellar, I'm not going to lie. But I would give my my approval to Wisconsin Badgers water polo. Just
love
another
it.
Olympic sport.
Love it. Number two, from a potential Badgers recruit, Jamian Theodore. 3 stars. Roll Badgers. That's what I want to draw your attention to, his comment. Are you guys on board with Roll Badgers being a slogan for Wisconsin?
No.
What?
We got on Wisconsin. Roll Tide, that's Alabama's. Roll Badgers, pass. No. I mean, we don't need, and Roll Badgers even worse, so I'm passing it. No way. We have our own thing. We don't need it.
Roll Badge!
Come on.
Why?
You don't like that?
No, it's not. We're the Badgers. I'm Wisconsin.
I like Roll Badge. I even know Badger diehards who are like, First and 10 Wisconsin is cringy.
No, I know First and 10 Wisconsin is awesome.
I'll take that over. That's ours.
This is an inflated stat where it's like 2 out of 3 people agree with this.
If you
want to
do Roll Badge, if we beat Alabama for that week, sure. But otherwise, no. We are Wisconsin. We have enough tradition. We don't want to start stealing the other people. We're going to steal Enter Sandman from Virginia Tech, too.
Roll Badge.
Yeah, I respect that take, Jim, but I kind of like it. I kind of like it. It's a fun little thing to say. Moving on, last but certainly not least, this may be my favorite Badgers Twitter account out there. Dr. Marte, not going to lie, there's a legitimate possibility that if Wisconsin leaves Autzen Stadium, hey, no, we are the number one team ranked team in the country. This is just a little trend. Everyone's doing it. It doesn't mean anything. But question, real quick. Will the Badgers be ranked at any time this season?
Here's what I'll say. The only time it would happen to the Alabama side of things, they play Miami, Ohio, winnable game, Middle Tennessee, winnable game. If they're 2-0 and they could somehow shock the world and then the 1 week it's okay to say Roll Badge, beat Alabama, then I think you would be ranked. I think 2-0 and then beating a likely top, 25, if not higher, ranked Alabama team, I think that'd get you there.
I'm taking the big picture side of this. I was looking, and it's way too early to say what the rankings are. And right after the college football playoff, they released the way too early college football playoff rankings. I think I counted at least 6 or 7 teams in the Big Ten alone. And we've talked about how tough the schedule is for Wisconsin. So from a big picture standpoint, I think they will be competitive, but I just don't feel confident right now in saying, like, wholeheartedly, they're going to be a top 25 team. They're going to be in the rankings. I just don't know if the team is here yet. I don't think so.
All right, fair enough. That's it for the Badgers Twitter portal. Hopefully we can make this a weekly bit, and I will continue to scour the internet for the best from Badgers Twitter.
Keep it going.
Right. The deals are heating up during Steinhoffel's summer sales. Start with 10% off the entire store, living room, bedroom, dining, and so much more. Make your new room more affordable with Steinhoffel's special financing, and you'll get up to $100, $200, or $300 MasterCard to spend later. But hurry. Just like summer, these sizzling savings won't last long. The summer sale only at Steinhoffel's and Steinhoffel's.com. Alec Ingold, former Badger, coming up next.
The deals are heating up during Steinhoffel's summer sale. Start with 10% off the entire store, living room, bedroom, dining, and so much more. Make your new room more affordable with Steinhoffel's special financing, and you'll get a $100, $200, or $300 MasterCard to spend later. But hurry, just like summer, these sizzling savings won't last long. The summer sale, only at Steinhoffel's and Steinhoffel's.com.
We are thrilled to welcome in Alec Ingold, former Badger, currently of the Miami Dolphins. He's got the Ingold Family Foundation, alecingold.com. He's got some camps coming up next Wednesday, the 25th at Nakoma, and you can get tickets for that. Learn more at alecingold.com. Alec, thank you so much for hopping on, and we always enjoy our conversations with you.
Boys, how we doing? We're jumping around. I love the Vibes Golf Club hat. That's you're repping the brand. So,
Listen,
it's a lot of energy here. I'll bring my part. It's going to be fun.
Fantastic. And, well, one of the things we like to ask right away is your favorite jump around moment.
My favorite jump around moment, first game, jump around's going crazy. Coach Christ looked at all the catapult numbers, those little machines that kind of tell how hard you're working throughout a game. Mm-hmm. And like half of the team's peak was during jump around, like jumping around on the field, doing it, going hard. I was one of those guys. I wasn't playing very much or at all, but I was jumping around a lot. And then we just never really did that again. We kind of watched. The vibe was going good, but I went crazy that very first jump around.
That's dope, man. I love to hear that. Alec, we were talking about this too with what sports we would either bring back or just bring on to Wisconsin. Like I said, for you, we've talked before. I know your frame. You got that good big fullback frame out there, man. I know you were committed to football, but spring sport, hypothetical situation, would you have played like water polo if the right opportunity was there? You ever try it?
Coach, there's absolutely no chance I'd be any good at water polo. The amount of like swimming and like the endurance, I'm built for 5 to 6 seconds at a time. I'm not built to swim in a pool for like minutes on end. So I apologize. I feel like I'm letting you down here, but leave the water polo to the professionals.
that's fair. Speaking of professional, you play professionally, a former Badger, you play now with the Dolphins, and obviously the season last year 8-9, and I always wonder for a fullback here, how do you judge, or how's the coaching staff, like how does everyone judge your success? Because obviously you've been doing this for a while in the league, with the Raiders a little bit, now the Dolphins, so teams do believe that you are successful at your job as a fullback, but it's not something you can look at a box score and go, oh, look what Alec Ingold did. So personally, what kind of goals do you set for a game? And then also coach to afterwards, like what do they look for?
Yeah, I think it comes down to like the rushing yardage. If I'm able to set edges, we all get grade sheets. So as long as the running back room is doing well and producing, we have clean pockets for the quarterback to throw out of. That's really all you can control as a fullback. So yeah, 8-9 is a tough year to kind of look at. You look at, I missed a few games this past year. So you look at availability, you look at team stats, rushing, as well as like clean pockets. That's kind of what we do, and that's what my grade sheet looks like. So yeah, the boys we had a good off season and ready to flip that script on 8-9, because it was a tough start to the year, ended up 6-2. But yeah, we got some work to do, coach.
Yeah, Alec, pulling back that curtain a little bit during your time here at Wisconsin too. I mean, you know, the fullback position already, it's, you know, some schools really specialize in it. And it felt like, you know, over the years that I've covered Wisconsin, you guys, you know, Wisconsin is just like one of the best places for fullbacks. How did that help you just, you know, excel in the league with where you're at? And, you know, sometimes guys got to move around to different positions. They, you know, some got to be that hybrid. But you are that true fullback still, and you're doing it in the league. How did Wisconsin help get to you to that point?
Well, I do think that the Badgers are great with linebackers right now. My boy Zach Bond, yep. TJ Edwards, Andrew Van Ginkle. You got a lot of linebackers. I was in that room behind Chris Orr and TJ and Leon Jacobs. So, I mean, fullback is really just the offensive linebacker. So I feel like that's kind of the factory that you learn both sides of the ball. You're kind of that mid-skill guy. So, yeah, I think that's where Wisconsin makes its bread and butter, and I'm glad that Jack Stanker is doing his thing right now, and really excited for that fullback position to be back, man. It's a pride and joy of a lot of us watching ball.
You know, transitioning, talking about the Badger football team, Jeff Grimes comes in. He's saying the right things. It sounds like he's reached out to some former running backs and said the right things to them. Luke Fickell saying the right things. And you know what? Sometimes you got to give a head coach a pass and say, hey, they thought they could try something here that didn't work. He recognized it didn't work, has changed up his recruiting, which is the nice thing with NIL, that you can kind of get back to basics on the fly. But Jeff Grimes comes in. They ran the football at Kansas. They ran the football at Baylor. Yeah, they threw it at BYU when he was there, but that's because they had Zach Wilson, so who's your teammate now. You do have some ties. You maybe have to ask him about Grimes as a as an offensive coordinator. But Jeff Grimes is a guy that should get back to basics of run the football to set up the pass and no more shotgun on fourth and one.
I love it. Back to the fundamentals. But, no, I think that coaching staff's doing the right thing. And anytime that you have a plan or philosophy and it doesn't work and you're able to put that ego aside and literally just figure out the best solution possible, like, that's a great indicator. I think you have a lot of confidence knowing you got problem solvers on a group and you're not just going to do it your way because that's the highway and that's all we're worried about. I think that brings, as a player, I love seeing that from coaches, is figuring out what's in the room, figuring out how to solve problems, and you're going to do whatever it takes to figure it out.
We won't play the schedule game with you, Alec, but just again, like, we'll address the elephant in the room too with, you know, the tough schedule Wisconsin's got, third year for Luke Fickell, and yet though, Dara Gumbawali, who was on Jim, Matt, Molly too with Matt a couple weeks ago, he phrased it perfectly of, even though you guys are teammates too, like, you guys have been in those situations where you play those tough matchups, you play those tough schools, you play those big teams on the national stage. He always said he uses that as an opportunity to ball out, an opportunity to shine. Where do you stand on where Dare made those comments on?
Well, I mean, dude shined at, you know, prime time. He had his opportunity against Nebraska under the lights, scores an overtime touchdown. Like, that's kind of how he lives. Bigger the game, the bigger the moment, the bigger exposure. Obviously, you want to be one of those guys that makes big-time plays in big-time games. And the more you're used to that, I think it's a great opportunity for these guys and this schedule. You're going to get a lot of exposure. You're going to play against the best. It's a measuring stick, and that's what competition's all about, man. If you're cut from that right cloth, you're not afraid of that competition. Those are the games that you live for. You know, offensive linemen going up against, you know, touted edge rushers. Like, those are the moments that really make or break a career, and if you lean into that and embrace it, that's the best way to go about it.
Alec, it is Men's Health Month in June here, and we'd like to ask some guests if it's pertinent about those sorts of things. Obviously, you wrote a book here, Seven Crucibles, which kind of helps with some mental health side of things and how to overcome adversity. But obviously, you played in the NFL. You currently are. Your physical health probably comes into your mind as well. So even as a younger man who's playing in the NFL, whether it's the mental health side of things or the physical health side of things, what kind of focus do you put on men's health for yourself?
I think it's all connected, right? Your head, your mind, your body, your heart. I think all of it's connected and all of it's aligned. So as you're eating right and nutrition's good, your body's feeling great, I think that uplifts your spirit and it uplifts your mood. So I think you really have to take a holistic approach to it. My wife's like a naturopathic or PA, like functional medicine, all that. So I'm all into the gluten-free, all into the eating healthy, but when it comes to mental health, I think you got to stay on top of it. It's a skill. It's a tool that you can use, how you think about yourself, how you think about others. So being really mindful of that is a huge thing for me. We talk mindset a lot. But, yeah, if the mind isn't right, the man never will be. So I think that's a huge one.
But you got to have a cheat meal once in a while, right?
Oh, coach, what's your cheat meal? What's your favorite cheat meal go-to?
Well, I feel like I have multiple cheat meals. I'm not going to lie. Probably a little more consistent than I realize with cheat meals. All right, cheat meal. What do I want to do?
I'll go, you know, the burnt ends over at North and South Stephen Smokehouse. If I'm really going for it, I might double carb up because they have so many, like, they have the cheesy potatoes and a loaded baked potato. But burnt ends and cheesy potatoes, and then maybe if I'm trying to spread it out a little bit, so maybe some baked beans from my favorite barbecue spot.
I'm going chicken wings. I think chicken wings, like if any place has lemon pepper wings too, that's what I'm with.
Alec, what about you?
I'm going cheeseburgers all day, every day. You know, you hit back up into Wisconsin, might have to hit a Culver's, I don't know. But, yeah, I think burgers are my thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, was it Flanagan's and Duffy's down there? Like, there's some places, but they're not quite the same. It's been a while since I've been down to Florida, but I do remember those still got to be around. I can't think of a quick food place that would be similar that would have the burgers, but I remember those as, like, Brews Room down there too, I think, was down there for a while. So different spots down there. You still can get a good burger down in Florida, though.
Every once in a while, Coach, they brought up Culver's at University. It's about 3 miles from our stadium at Hard Rock.
Yeah,
it's a dangerous game we're playing, so I got to stay away from that in season.
Yeah, no, I get it here. One of the things that I wanted to chat with you about is that you're coming back to Madison here, right? You have something coming up at Nokomo. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're back in Wisconsin. The foundation's doing a lot of great stuff in Madison. This next week, actually, we got a little fundraiser of it in Nakoma, getting the people raising funds. We got a football camp at La Follette, doing a little mindset work as well for those kids, the high school age athletes. And then we got a cool money mini camp. We've been doing that for 5 to 6 years now, getting those high school age kids ready to go. Mind, mental health, physical health, and financial health as well. So a lot of events coming up this next week in Madison, La Follette on the east side, as well as Nakoma. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's really cool to hear. Like, obviously, I know that, you know, physical and mental, like, those are always big ones. But financial, yeah, I think that's a really unique one. I mean, what inspired you to make sure that that was also part of, you know, educating kids for this camp?
So I was a personal finance major growing up. You know, that was University of Wisconsin, SOHI, you know, proud alum there. But when I was in the league, first couple of years, we're going through COVID, a lot of these guys were sharing stories about financial hardships, things that they didn't know that they wish they would have known earlier. So we really just packaged a lot of these professional athlete stories, kind of bringing awareness to the different amount of jobs in sports that are around sports. You don't got to be a coach. You don't have to be an athlete to have a career in sports. And then just teaching kids about basic fundamentals in finance so that they feel more prepared and empowered. They're not seeing money as a stressor, but more so a tool for them to do what they love to do. So that's really Money Mini Camp. That was the genesis of it. And it's been fun to see it grow over the years.
Alec, with Badger football here, because I want to get your thoughts before we let you go. Obviously, we talked about the schedule game. We talked about the way the offense could look different here. But from afar, like, obviously it hasn't been fun to see the team stumble a little bit. There has been factors. You know, Braylon Allen missed some games. They had other running backs miss some time. Ches Malusi, their starting quarterback, neither one of them finished the season. So there are extenuating circumstances. But at the same time, the Badger fans want Badger football to get back to where it's at. So as you're following along here, you're starting to feel like this could be a year, setting a schedule aside, just being like, hey, I think this team's going to look more functional this year.
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of our 2016 year. You had Colin Cowherd going up on national radio saying that we weren't going to be ranked, not going to be any good, coming off a Holiday Bowl win. And, you know, the boys came together, we became a team, and you make a run to the Cotton Bowl, right? Like, you're at the doorstep, Big Ten championship game, all of those things. So that's kind of what this offseason reminds me of. Not saying that that's my prediction for the year, but I'm saying, like, as a team coming together, all the guys kind of buying in, I think being the underdog is a great thing for Wisconsin football. Like, we've kind of been at the top. We've been, you know, consistent. I love an underdog coming up, surprising people. It's going to take 1 year to just rejuvenate everything and get back on track. So I think this could be that year.
Alec, I got to ask you, too. You mentioned that the Colin Cowherd comments, that's what got the boys fueled up. What are some other moments, you know, whether it was in college or in the pros? Last one for me. What was another moment? Look, I know you guys try to block out media, too, and I get it. But what was one moment, maybe? Like, this was a bulletin board moment for me, and you just, like, bawled out after that.
Yeah, I mean, the Colin Cowherd thing is definitely huge. Going into LSU, that college game day experience, Lambeau, nobody gave us a shot. That was heavy bulletin board stuff. But I also think, like, going through Minnesota and, you know, we were at, like, 14, 15 straight axe game wins, like, everybody kind of riding the PJ Flex stuff, I think that was a huge one for us just to continue winning, continue dominating a series that we were dominating. So being able to see and hear all of the historic Wisconsin Minnesota games, like, those are always bulletin board videos playing on a loop in the locker room, everywhere on the field. Like, those were the coolest moments for us too.
Alec, it was great for us to get the opportunity to chat with you, so thank you so much for taking the time, and good luck with your camps coming up, and happy to support any way we can.
All right, boys, appreciate the jump around, appreciate ESPN Madison, thank you guys so much.
All right,
have a great week.
Thanks, thank you, Alec. That is Alec Ingold, a friend of the show, friend of the station. Always great to have him on. Brings great energy to the show. If you missed any of it, you can listen back on the ESPN Wisconsin app. You'll see the show on ESPN Madison's YouTube as well. Again, every 12:30 on Thursday, the jump around, a Badger dedicated show, is on.
Is that common that he calls people coach? I love that. I feel kind of fired up. I'm not gonna lie.
Awesome.
I did say that to Riley in between the interview. I'm like, I love that he calls us coach right now. That I feel fired up right now.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that wasn't because they didn't know our names, because their names are on the yeah. on the scroll at the bottom. So hopefully.
We're all coached now.
I like it. It's a sign of respect.
I like it. I'm not knocking on him. Yeah. I'm just like, that's very cool. That's a different thing I've never experienced.
Yeah, you don't hear that as like a slang term for someone before. Yeah.
What's up, coach?
I like it. I like it.
It reminds me of high school because it was like all our teachers were like coaches in different, you know, the big football high school. And yeah, you just called all your teachers coach.
All right, coach. All right, coach. This has been the Jump Around, a Badger dedicated show.